Daba Shalom over each and every one of you. Amen. Okay. This is the, you know, because of everything, it seems like we go through, we need to come to a point where, okay, we're coming to church, but it's to bring you comfort. You know, because we need it. So in Psalm 138, verse 7, it says, though I walk, well, let me change that. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, God will revive us. God will stretch out his hand against the wrath of our enemies. And God's right hand will save us. The Lord will perfect that which concerns us. Amen. Right there it is. The Lord will perfect that which concerns you and me. It says, your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hand. In Isaiah chapter 48, Isaiah chapter 48, verses 6 and 7, Amplified Classic Edition. You have heard these things foretold. The thing we're talking about is what we're seeing right now. Now you see this fulfillment. And will you not bear witness to it? I show you specified and specific new things. From this time forth, even hidden things kept in reserve, which you have not known. They are created now, calling into being by the prophetic word, and not long ago. And before today, you have never heard of them, lest you should say, behold, I knew them. Now, Isaiah 42:9, I want to wrap with that. It says, behold, the former things have come to pass. Are you hearing this? And new things I declare. God is speaking through Isaiah the prophet. Remember that. The new things I declare. That's God. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. How does he do it? By the prophetic word. He has foretold us through his prophetic word in both 48 and 42. And what we're seeing here is it's the restoration of Israel from Babylon captivity. Okay? This is what he is speaking over our nation right now. It's called restoration. The accomplishment of the promises of restoration he had formerly made concerning his church and our nation, which we are seeing, are proofs of truth of his word and his loving kindness for us, his people. Scripture said, behold, the former things have come to pass. The Lord has helped his church, has supported us under heavy burdens, revived us of some former difficulties and troubled situations. And this is present then this is performance, as he's brought us through them, of the promises made to the saving of our nation. America shall be saved. You got to keep saying that. Okay? You got to keep saying that. And if you've seen, there are things that have been happening, more and more things have been happening. When we are making that declaration that America will be saved and continue to stay it and stay the course, things are happening. In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 5, it tells us, there has not failed one word of God. Has there not? Of all his good promises. He's made good on all the promises up to this point. And he's going to continue to make good on his promises. He says, and new things I declare. Now remember, that is God Almighty speaking. That's him speaking. And now I make new promises, is what he said, which shall as certainly be fulfilled in their season as old ones were. I will bestow new favors, great blessings, power, and authority, such as have not been conferred formerly. These are the New Testament blessings he is promising. And guess what? We are the recipients of those promises. We're part of the old covenant, but we're even in a better covenant, which incorporates the old covenant. I think we're going to have to start getting ready to start moving into covenant, a little bit of covenant teachings. But see, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good and fulfill it? Numbers 23:19. That's what that was. Many prophecies given are being fulfilled every day. We never knew how much evil had overtaken our government on all levels. I'm talking local levels. And it all seemed to come about, and it wasn't until the November 2020 elections. When God's man was in office for 4 years, life was good. And in those 4 years also began the exposure of the deep state, which they have admitted to, and the beginning of the draining of the swamp. All that has happened in 2021 and to date is part of God's plan, part of God's plan to expose the evil spirits and demonic forces embedded in our nation. These are stuff that was downloaded in between when I talked to you yesterday. The exposure and awakening began, though, in the 2015 presidential elections, which had all been prophesied years earlier. We've seen prophecies fulfilled by the man who was put in office, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. He'll carry that title forever with me. Now, I recently read a story about a prayer group that gathers together to pray. And yeah, they pray in tongues for an hour. And then they discuss what the Lord has revealed to each one if anyone got something downloaded. Okay. Because sometimes you could just pray and you really don't get nothing. You get a peace, though, that you've accomplished what you're supposed to do. But sometimes you get a word. And that's what they do. They get together to see if God reveals something. Well, on one particular morning, the Lord said to one of them, I am awakening a force in the earth. Get ready. Get the people ready. There was a lot of excitement in a room when that was revealed. But there were also some of younger members who started laughing. And then they started whispering amongst themselves. You know? When asked what was so funny, one of them explained that a new Star Wars movie was about to be released, and it was called The Force Awakens. The person who had given what the Lord had said did not know that and realized that God truly had a sense of humor in his timing for this word that she had just received and shared. Remember, the word force is the first word used to describe the dunamis of God. The scripture said, you shall receive power, dunamis, a force, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now, there is something that Holy Spirit pointed out to me. And the year of the release of the movie, The Force Awakens, was the fall of 2015. The movie had so much to say about growth, change, stamina, and letting go of fear. Fear of a spiritual enemy who had infiltrated and taken over the rule of the universe. It was a time to waken up and get awake and fight back. Someone had to unify and rally the people together. And we saw that in the movie. But it reflects what was happening. One person it took to rally them together. The movie, though, was followed up by the release of the very next Star Wars movie, Rogue One, released 2016. Okay, and why am I laughing? Well, this was about a war between freedom and tyranny, a fight for truth. And as in all wars, there would be costs. There would be hardships. There would be actually friends who turned upon friends, families who turned upon families, and there would be loss of lives. But one person rallied the group together. You know what they did? They stole the plans, revealing the weakness of the Death Star, which was destroyed. Rogue One centered in on exposing and stealing those plans of the enemies. The ultimate weapon of destruction, the Death Star. Let me tell you, God is in control. God has not removed his anointing from President Trump. He is standing stronger than ever. And to our God and Father, be all the glory forever and ever. Amen. through all that has happened, the church, Jesus' ecclesia, was awakened. We are part of the greatest awakening ever experienced by man. The revival that began months ago is increasingly with greater intensity. You don't hear it reported on mainstream news, though, because it depends where you get your information from. They're not going to tell you what's happening, how this revival is taking steam and moving forward. Amen to that?
Amen.
And the outpouring of God's Spirit on all flesh is being seen with many signs, wonders, and miracles. I don't know how many of you follow Mario Marilla, but he got a one massive tent. Then he goes and he holds tent revivals. That's what God told him to do. He goes to them and they fill those tents. His tent, he's doing it in California. They're coming out and people are getting saved. They're getting filled with the Spirit. The outpouring of the Spirit's there. And you know what's coming? Documented healings. Documented healings. Someone who had surgery could not bend over. Was there and was healed and could bend and touch his toes. Documented proof. I'm telling you, there were many, many. So the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is here. It's happening. Signs and wonders are happening. They're happening right here in this church.
Amen.
Yeah, they are. I look around and I see miracles when I look around. The harvest of souls is ripe right now for the kingdom because there are people that are hurting, that are lost, and they are without hope. See, and what are they doing? They're actually looking to God now. They're going and trying to find God. See, and that's where our job comes in. We got to bring the light to their darkest despair, because that's where they're at. See, we have to introduce them to the light of the world, Jesus. Jesus himself said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That's a lot. See, and as the sun in the physical is the physical light of the world, so Jesus is the spiritual light of the world. See, that we got to get that right. He's the spiritual light of the world. As the light of the world, Jesus exposes sin and gives sight. Jesus brings God's presence, his protection, and guidance. Isaiah 33:22. And I had to use the Message Bible for this one. For God makes all the decisions here. God is our king. No king but King Jesus, right? Isn't that what they said? When our founding fathers got together and said, enough's enough? Okay. God runs this place, and he'll keep us safe. The Lord our God, Jehovah Elohim, is in control. Never doubt that for one moment. Jehovah, his name, means, and I keep telling this because I want you to make sure you get it, he is the one in control with all power and with all authority. Okay? He's in control with all power and authority. But you know he is given us authority. His authority. And he's given us his power. Seal on that for a moment, huh? The Word is final authority on all things. And we should be speaking and decreeing and declaring and proclaiming His Word over every situation and every circumstance. See, it's time for the church to reject the fear of man. In Psalm 118, verses 6 through 8. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desires on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Amen. Let's say this together. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Nothing. We must trust Him. We must trust Him. We must make the decision that God's Word will have the final authority, that we will never be ashamed of it, nor will we be intimidated by those who don't believe it. See, for them, there will be a rude awakening. We will receive power, dunamis, a force, when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. This force would have the potential to move immovable situations, to activate the miraculous, to work with supernatural strength and divine ability. It takes faith on our part. Grab this and make it work. It doesn't just happen. It just doesn't happen. We must keep the faith. See, this fourth, when it's released from our mouths, we'll have the power to break open the way where there seems to be no way. In Isaiah 43:16, the Lord speaking through the prophet again. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. He makes a way when there ain't no way. And how do we do that? He put forth his rod and spoke, and the sea was divided. Told him what to say. God always tells you exactly what to say. And don't get so cocky like Moses did and slap the rock. And I'm just telling you, you do what God told you to do, and you do it specifically in His order. And look, I'll tell you, the blessings, it's just going to knock your socks off. Okay? It's what it comes down to. God has awakened the force of the dunamis of the Holy Spirit within us. And it is beginning right now to generate through our mouths because we're learning more about declaring, decreeing, proclaiming, prophesying. Okay? And that's how we're generating that, through our mouths. Job 22:28 tells us, when we decide and decree a thing, it shall be established for us by God. He'll make it happen, but you must say it. and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. God will guide and direct us if we let him. If we let him. And then it will flow and follow, of course, that we shall prosper and succeed in all our undertakings. God's wisdom will guide. His favor is our comfort. And our ways will be under both those lights, that we will have a comfortable enjoyment and a peace in what is present. A comfort and confident prospect in what is in our future. What we say matters.
Amen.
Thank you. I had it written down here. Amen. Good. Okay. We must stop cursing our situations with words of complaining, negativity, and doubt. Because these words become the generators of things we don't want to be present in our lives. See, y'all need to stop cursing your ground. Stop speaking negative words against yourself, your body, your children, family members. How about your place of employment? Believe me, I had a lot of guys talking about me when I was a supervisor. I know that, like, and they didn't like, it was always, even my own brother, I had to straighten him out one time. Because we got into a discussion, a heated one. See, he was hourly, and I was management. Okay? And my dad was in the hospital, laying in a bed between us. And he got to talking about something, and he was always had the right opinion. And he got to talking about what they owed him and all these other things. And I was getting more mad by the minute. I'm trying to control. And then I got mad. And Dad had a, man, he laying up, and he's trying to calm the situation down. You know, I thank you. Thank you for forgiving me, Father. Thank you, Dad, for letting, you know. But anyhow, I told my brother, I said, I got to ask you one question. I says, did they come to your house and say, hey, we need you. Here's a job for you. Or did you go down and ask for a job? Then you go to that job and you labor and you shut your mouth and you do what you're told to do. And that's how it, and you can see that the intensity came at that same point in time, which wasn't pretty for my dad. But see, Dad was always there. Always there. Okay. And he knew how to calm the situations down. And believe it or not, I hate to admit it, but that was after I was saved. And I said, but I've grown. A kinder, more gentler Pastor Jack. Faith-filled words, especially God's words, they create an atmosphere that the angels love to hang out in. And they move upon those words. Because in Psalm 103, verse 20, in the Amplified, bless the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his commands, obeying the voice of his word. See, we are his voice here on earth. He speaks through us. And when we speak his word, it's going to go out and perform what it goes out to do. It still has the same commanding power. Comes through the Holy Spirit. There is power, and we're getting there. See, words full of negativity create an atmosphere which invites dynamic spirits and oppression. In these times of great contention and war with words, happening every day in all the different forms of media, not just in our nation, but around the world. We must live differently. We must act and speak differently. It's important to learn to speak differently. What you say with your mouth is very, very important. We, who were once natural human beings, think about it. God has filled us with His dunamis power, making us now supernatural beings. See, you got to be aware of that. Who you are. And where you get your power from. It's in you. When someone pushes you to a point where you want to lose it now, automatically you've got to stop. Don't get in. Don't continue to fight. Shut your mouth if you have to. And you know what shuts them up sometimes? Just start speaking in tongues in front of them. They have no idea what's going on. And it'll calm the situation down because they're going to walk away. And you're like, oh, that's crazy. And you would say, thank you, Lord, because I had the smarts to start speaking in the Holy Ghost. Well, the smarts came from the Holy Ghost saying, don't fight this person. It's not worth your effort. Not worth your breath. We got to get to that point where we realize that sometime. But now, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. This is an important verse. I want to get. It says, finally, my brethren. Okay, but the brethren here are men and women. I know, is that proper? Or if I had said ladies, would you have got it offended? You know, I don't know. What are you supposed to say now? Well, guess what? I'm a man, and you, Teresa, are a woman. What makes you up is part of me. It was the rib that came out of Adam that made the female. And everything that was in him that was a characteristic of a woman was removed from Adam and put into Eve. It went from Ish to Isha. Remember? Okay. Praise God. So finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. This, here, that's why I say, this scripture is power-packed. It's filled with the force of God. There's so much in it for us that you need to grab a hold of this. It says, the word here for power is the Greek word karaitos. I practice these. Karaitos. Which means force, strength, power, might, and dominion. Strong's 2904. Now, the word might here in the Greek is the Greek word iskous. Iskous. I like that one. Iskous. Yeah. It's spelled I-S-C-H-U-S, but it's pronounced I-S-K-H-O-O-S. Iskous. It also means force, strength, ability, and might. Strong's 2479. Now let me read that scripture. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His strength. Huh? Sort of makes it a little different, doesn't it? The full revelation to this scripture, though, is found in the word strong. The Greek word for strong here is indunameo. You have to say it a couple times to get it. Indunameo. E-N-D-U-N-A-M-A-O. Indunameo. There you go. And it means to be strong, endued with strength, strengthened to receive strength, increase in strength. This Greek word for strong, indunameo, is a compound of the words in, E-N, and dunamis. E-N means in something. The word dunamis means explosive strength, ability, power, inherent power, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature or which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. Dunamis, that's what we get our word dynamite from. The word indunameo presents to us the picture of an explosive power that is being deposited into some kind of container, vessel, or other form of receptacle. The very nature of the word indunameo means that there necessarily must be some type of receiver for this power to be deposited into. Are you hearing what it says? In dunamis. In dunamis. That's to be strong. I hope this is making sense. See, this is where we come into the picture here. We are specifically designed by God to be receptacles of divine power. When Paul tells us to be strong in the Lord, he is essentially saying, receive a supernatural strengthening, internal deposit of power into our inner man. God is the giver, and we are the receptacles into which this power is being deposited. Paul knew we would need supernatural power in order to successfully combat the attacks the enemy would bring against us, our family, and our nation. Now, classical Greeks, use this word to refer to certain heroes, such as Hercules. We all know about Hercules, who had been chosen by the gods, all with little g's, and filled with supernatural power in order to accomplish supernatural things. See, I say this merely as an explanation of how the Greeks used this word and its application for us today. You will see we have been chosen by the true God and filled with His supernatural power to accomplish supernatural assignments here on the earth. Everything we need in order to accomplish the assignments that God has for us has been made available to us through the dynamis of the Holy Spirit within. I had somebody be going more than that, but they say, wow, that's pretty awesome. God is saying to us this morning, I want to fill you with my supernatural explosive power. I just need you to be a receptacle so you can receive it. I will fill you with my divine enablement by fulfilling and filling you with my Spirit. And you will have supernatural power for your supernatural assignments. I try to write it down the way God gives it to me. Be strong, be filled with explosive might and power in the Lord and in the power of His might. One last thing here. Be strong. Puts the word strong here by the Greek in the present imperative. Now, I know it is a little bit, but these are things you need to know when they put it in present imperative. And what that means, to be strong, it's, let me give you the definition. It's a command. Present imperative is a command to do something in the future which involves continuous and repeated action. To be strong, which means we have to do that every day. Lord, I just ask that you continue to pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. Give us a refreshing into our inner man, enabling us to stand and to stay in the battle and to stay engaged in the dunamis power in us through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I'm going to read you a prayer that, brother, I'll be honest with you, I didn't listen to Dutch until when I went back. Okay? Well, this is Dutch Sheets' prayer that he wrote. Father, thank you for your promises. You can't lie. Your word is true. Your promises unfailing. They contain power. You said they always accomplish what you sent them to do. You actually honor your words above even your name. You have told us America shall be saved. You've said the greatest revival in history is coming. You declared that you were building an ecclesia the gates of hell could not prevail against. We hold fast to these words. The power they contain is growing in us. We are becoming pregnant with them. And through the dynamis strength of Holy Spirit, we will give birth to them. We ask for and decree again, 1 billion or more souls are coming into your kingdom in this revival. We decree again that miracles are coming in great numbers. We decree that nations will be transformed. We decree that people from every tongue and tribe will be in your family. We decree that no force can stop this. And we decree, according to the word of the prophets, that this has begun. Amen. And he says, his decree for Friday was, we decree that the works of God will never pass away. They are eternal and all-powerful. Through them, we shall stay on course. Amen.